to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. A minister was in his church one Sunday morning giving the sermon based on Jesus' command to love your enemies. Now he said, I'll bet that many of us feel as if we've got enemies in our lives. So put your hands up if you have many enemies. And quite a few people in the church put their hands up. Now he said, raise your hands if you've only got a few enemies. About half as many people did that. Now he said, raise your hands if you've only got one or two enemies. And fewer people did that. See, he said, most of us feel like we have enemies. Now he said, raise your hands if you've got no enemies at all. The priest looked around and finally, way in the back of the church, an old man put his hand up and he stood up and he said, I've got no enemies whatsoever. Well, what a blessing, the priest said. How old are you? He said, I'm 98. I've got no enemies. What a wonderful Christian life you lead. Now tell us, how is it that you've got no enemies? And the old man said, it's simple. They've all died. Well, of course, it is hard to like everyone, isn't it? Like the woman who told her friend, I ran into an old high school classmate yesterday. I couldn't believe it. She looked terrific. Not one wrinkle. She hadn't put on any weight, so I ran into her again. But look, it's really no laughing matter, is it? I think this issue is worth talking about for a moment, and I like to call it the impossible commandment, because Jesus said in Matthew 5, you've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Most of us, sadly, will go through life, better or worse, no matter how hard we try. There are a few people that are really uncomfortable around us. We might even call them our enemies. Or there are people who seem to hate us. There are people that we've offended. We may have apologized to them, but they are so hurt they won't accept our apologies. And there are people maybe at work who we've upset or maybe jealous of us. There could be people in our family who hold a grudge for some mysterious reason that we can never comprehend. That can be upsetting. What about those people who dislike us and we just don't know? It's a sad part, an element of human life. It can be taxing, and sometimes when we hear Jesus talking about loving our enemies, it seems to think, well, you seem to think, well, I don't know. How can I do that? What am I supposed to do? I've got no control over how someone dislikes me or even hates me. Well, let me say this, that the radical love of God is shown through Jesus, who loved his enemies. And he allowed these enemies to kill him on a cruel cross. In Jesus, we've got a God who would rather be destroyed at the hands of sinners than he would to actually destroy sinners. In Jesus, we've got a God who would rather be hung by the heretics than to hand out something drastic to those heretics. So I think that Jesus is saying to us, loving your enemies, you're actually released from the burden of hatred, resentment, and bitterness. It's really about you being bigger than them, showing love and benevolence instead of hatred. So no matter what they've done, we'll never allow bitterness against them to invade our hearts. Instead, we will treat them good with goodwill. Pray for them. And you think, well, why would I bother doing that? When you pray for those that you don't like, or those that don't like you, God will open your heart and help you to see them the way that he sees them. And you can have pity for those people who are filled with anger towards you. If your enemy behaves like a jerk towards you, there's no reason you've got to react in the same way. As I've said today, it is a sad fact of life that some people may not like you. So it's useless to try and get them to like you. You can't really change people. You can be open to reconciliation. You've got no control over someone, whether someone will reconcile with you. So you've got to let go in many respects. So what Jesus is saying, love your enemies, it's difficult, but it's not impossible. It's necessary because God is inviting us to forgive and also to an act of charity, and you would be amazed at the result. Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge it's not always easy, and this impossible commandment, Lord, to forgive our enemies, help me to put it into practice today. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.